How do I buy tickets for that show? Where is the closest restaurant with a view? My kids are with me. Is there an age restriction for that attraction?
These are just some of the questions that the new Vegas Near Me app will answer for you. Vegas Near Me quite literally takes the guesswork out of planning your next Las Vegas trip. It is so helpful.
With constantly updated information, business hours, menus, ticket prices, parking costs, Vegas Near Me is a one-stop shop.
It really is. And here's the deal. It's free and you don't have to sign up, become a member. It is simple. Download Vegas Near Me today from the Apple App Store or from Google Play. If it's fun to do or see, it's on Vegas Near Me.
It's episode 209 of Vegas Revealed and a big announcement about the show. What's going to change and what won't.
Calls for tier matching have been heard at Fontainebleau and the Bruno Mars Experience. Hear what it's like inside the singer's new club, the Pinky Ring.
A rugby doubleheader is coming to Allegiant Stadium. Plus, Whataburger fans finally can feed their appetites here in Las Vegas.
And the Blue Man Group changes it up. That and more this week on Vegas Revealed.
Let's do it and spin that wheel. Welcome to Vegas Revealed, episode 209. Sean McAllister here, along with Dana Roselli. And Dana, we start this show with some exciting news about Vegas Revealed.
I know, we've kind of thrown it in there a little bit here and there, but we can finally officially announce that there will be a TV version of Vegas Revealed, and it will be shown on Fox 5 here in Las Vegas on the weekends. You can also see it on Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and we'll be putting those shows on our YouTube channel.
Yes, so I know that there was, we did receive a couple comments from people who don't live in Las Vegas, and they were like, oh, but I wish I could see the show. Well, you will be able to, because our shows, like Dana said, are going to be posted on our Vegas Revealed YouTube channel, as well as air on TV here in Las Vegas. And Fox 5 is the longtime my longtime broadcast home. That's where I worked for 15 years before leaving to start Insightful Media and Vegas Revealed with you, Dana.
Exactly. So you're going home. But the thing is, we actually aren't going to enter the Fox 5 building. We're going to continue to do exactly what we do. We're basically handing over our show to Fox 5. They love the content and they said, hey, can we run this on the weekend? We're like, sure. We struck up a deal. And so we are going to still bring you, you know, the content that we want to provide, the things that we want to say, the topics that we want to cover, but it will air once a weekend, maybe twice actually, on Fox 5. So it's exciting, and maybe it will go, you know, further after that. We aren't sure, but we're starting here. We're still going to be doing our segments on KCAL-CBS and in Los Angeles. We are still running our company, Insightful Media, where we're doing some media training soon here coming up in March. We're doing a big project with Olympia Foundation, a video. So everything will run the same, but now we're going to have a TV show.
Exactly. I did have some former colleagues reach out and be like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to see you around the building more. And where are you guys going to, what days are you coming in to record? Mm-hmm. And I had to break the news. Like, no, we're not employees. We have a programming deal. That's what the situation is. But it's good to reconnect and, you know, kind of have that, like you said, full circle moment and be back on the air at Fox 5 coming in March.
Yeah. And so we will do a specific television version because, you know, we've got to throw in commercials and things like that. And it's, a certain time limit and a 30-minute program. But what's not going to change is this podcast. We are still going to continue to do our audio podcast, and it's going to be just the way that we do it now. It's going to be different than the television show. Television show will cover some, you know, cross topics and stuff like that, some of the same things, but we'll still be on Apple, Spotify, Google, iHeart, all of that, and we aren't going anywhere.
No, we are not. And I think we mentioned this last week as well, but a huge thank you to all of you who have listened and supported the Vegas Revealed audio podcast. Because of your support, we've been able to branch out and develop a TV version of what we do here. So we could not be more grateful to all of you who have listened and supported. We're excited for what's to come.
I know. And the subscribers, we love you. We appreciate your donations. Because of that, we're able to keep the audio podcast going. We know a lot of people like to listen to things in their ears too, you know, work out or drive in the car. And audio is really how podcasting started. Right. So we are developing an entertainment television show that is the Vegas Revealed podcast format, where we can be more open and talk about topics instead of reading news stories. That'll be the difference there. Yeah. So also, this audio podcast, by the way, is sponsored by the Vegas Near Me app. If you haven't downloaded that yet, it's available. It's free. And we have a link in our show notes and always in our our Linktree bio that's on all our social medias.
And Dana, we wanted to talk about something that I know each of us know people who are like over the moon excited about rugby coming to Las Vegas. Each year we have a big rugby tournament, but this year there's an additional rugby tournament that is coming to Allegiant Stadium.
Again, I just saw today Russell Crowe really pushing it on Twitter. And it reminded me, hey, we got to talk about this. I have friends coming in from San Diego. I know I was talking with the folks over at Resorts World, and I think they are the host hotel for the team. And she said they did a walkthrough, and she goes, man, these guys were tall and like walking through the casino, and everyone was like knew who they were. And like, it's a big deal. And
it
I was
is.
Like, oh, yeah, we got to talk about this. So it's the National Rugby League. They're going to be doing a doubleheader. This is on Saturday, March 2nd. And so that'll be really fun. Two matches back to back. It's at Allegiant Stadium, the home of Super Bowl 58. So I know a lot of people are coming in for this. And if you want to grab tickets, you still got time.
Yeah. And there are a ton of rugby fans. Whenever we have rugby events here in town, I know that, I mean, it sells out. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of rugby fans living here in Las Vegas and a lot of rugby fans who travel to Las Vegas to watch the sport. So yeah. I have a feeling this will be no different and a great matchup.
Yeah. I mean, it's so huge, you know, obviously in Australia and around the world. And I was looking up, like, what does Russell Crowe have to do with it? Well, he's a lifelong fan. And I think he's got a little bit, he owns a little part of and is invested in the Rabbitohs. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but the Sea Eagles are taking on the Rabbitohs and the Roosters are going head to head with the Broncos on this matchup. So I don't know, Rabbitohs? What do you think?
Yeah. Rabbitohs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, right, close enough.
What I would say.
If I'm wrong, write me. Let me know.
Speaking of writing and letting you know things, Dana, you had a viewer that reached out about a recent experience here in Las Vegas.
Well, no, they didn't reach out, Sean. Actually, they left us a review. And this is what we talked about last time. Write us a note. Let us know how you feel. They gave us 4 stars, so I appreciated that. Not 5. I think they took away a star. And they were, by the way, a listener from Canada, because he said that he was upset that he didn't say he's upset with. I'm exaggerating there, but in so many words, he basically said that I had all these girls in for the Bachelorette and I recommended them staying at the Sahara, that I should know better. And so we only got 4 stars instead of 5, but I'll take the 4 because that's good too. So then I read that and I went, but anyway, here's the deal. I'm sticking to my plan because the girls slept in the room. By the way, they loved the beds. They said they were super comfortable. And they got ready in the room for an hour. And that's about how much time they spent in the room. So that was the point of me suggesting the Sahara, is because I didn't want a big, massive, like you've got 10 girls. Like, hey, meet you down at the end of the hall. You know, go to MGM Grand and all those other ones. It's like such a long walk to get to anywhere. Something boutique, something small where they could be like, meet you downstairs. And let's head to the Ubers, you know? So, and I knew they weren't going to be in the rooms very long. And we were spending so much money on other things. I mean, we went to XS Nightclub. We had a table. We went to Thunder from Down Under. We had a nice dinner at Super Frico. Yeah. The last thing they wanted to do was spend a lot on a room when they were here for literally 24 hours.
That they weren't going to be in.
Exactly. If they were here longer and we were going to do the whole Vegas experience that was centered around a hotel, I might have picked something, you know, different, but we just wanted something where they could stay.
Right. So, and I know that proximity factored into the decision making and staying there as well. But the point, again, to bring it back around, is that if you take issue with something that you hear on the podcast, or you maybe have a different opinion about Vegas experiences, email us.
Or
email us ideas@vegas-revealed.com or on any number of social media platforms. Send us a message.
Someplace we can answer.
Yes.
It's so frustrating when we can't answer. Someone on our Spotify commented on a podcast that we did about the Fountain Blue, and it was right after the tour that we did. And we even said in the show notes, like, hey, we want to have do this podcast sitting in the car while we remember everything, because we weren't allowed to take video. And while we've got our mental notes on check, because it, and we said this isn't going to be the best audio quality.
Right.
We recognize we didn't have our professional mics with us. We use these little lavs that you plug into the phone, and that. But we thought, you know, whatever. We're getting out our first look and whatever. And the person commented on that, you know, we should do better. And usually our audio quality is better. And they were disappointed. And I'm like, did you not hear what we said?
And read the notes, and because the show notes usually have some good context as well.
Yeah, we were aware of that. But, you know, we could have not done anything, because we had like a shoot or something for our business after right. that, and we were going to go do something else. And then by the time we would have got to it, it would have been the next day. And so anyway, you're right. Someplace we can respond.
Yeah, communicate with us.
Yeah.
And listen, the number of stars you want to give is is up to you. But if there's a conversation that we can have, let's have a conversation.
I know.
We're like all that. About it.
I know. I mean, we're communicators, as we do for our whole life. Okay, we mentioned rugby. I wanted to mention before we started the podcast, just two little items. Smith Center is going to be announcing their Broadway series soon. And that's
exciting.
Yeah, that's our art center here in Las Vegas. I know you go see a lot of shows there.
Yeah.
And then also Smoke and Mirrors is opening this week. And that is the approved cannabis lounge.
Consumption lounge
that is going to be the first of its kind in Las Vegas. And so it's a big deal. They're going to have cannabis, you know, a cocktail craft cocktail program. I think they even have food inside. It looks really nice, like a little bit of an upscale lounge. So I did get invited to go there and check it out on opening night. I'm not sure if I'm going to make it, but if I do, I will definitely talk about that next week.
But that is a good, that's a good thing for people to know that it is opening, because mm-hmm. we do have so many dispensaries, not only on the Las Vegas Strip, but in the surrounding areas. And I know that, you know, people have commented like, oh, I smell, you know, pot smoke everywhere these days. So this is the first consumption lounge that has been approved and is now opening near the resort corridor. So not that it's going to alleviate people smoking pot out in public areas, mm-hmm. but it gives a destination for people who want to go and, you know, be in an environment where that's allowed.
Yeah, where that's allowed. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. We'll be following that for sure. Hey, I went to the Pinky Ring, Bruno Mars' new cocktail lounge over at the Bellagio, and you're not allowed to bring phones in. We talked about that, but you are allowed to bring phones in, so I'm going to correct that sentence. It says no phones allowed on the sign. You can bring your phone in. I just want to clarify, you just are encouraged not to take photos and videos and asked not to. That's something that Bruno doesn't want people to do, and if anybody spots you doing that, a couple people have commented under our TikTok saying, oh, I've seen videos from inside, and maybe people are sneaking one here or there and not following along and having respect for what the rules are inside. And so you might see some videos floating around, but you are asked not to take photos and videos at the Pinky Ring.
Right. So if you do look at our Vegas Revealed Instagram, there is a video and some photos that are posted up there of the inside, so you can see what it's like.
Yeah. MGM Resorts International sent us some approved video.
Right.
So we got that on. So anyway, I went, but listen, here's the deal. And I talked a little bit about it on Instagram. I loved it. I love not being able to take photos and video. and I know we're creators and we have a podcast, and it's always good to get that stuff. But because of that, my mind is always thinking that.
Right.
So a lot of times when we go to these things, I feel like in our heads, both of us are working, right?
Yeah.
And so it was nice to go in, take it in, enjoy it, watch people enjoying it. The dance floor was packed because people were not on their phones. They were dancing, they were laughing, they were talking with their friends. The Hooligans, Bruno's band that's there for 2 weeks now, probably only a week left at this point, are incredible. Incredible. And I love it. They don't have a singer because Bruno's not there. So it's just the band, but they play songs that everyone knows. So it's like Earth, Wind, and Fire, and they play Bruno songs and everything that you recognize. And so the crowd loved it.
So do you end up kind of becoming the de facto singer for the band? Does the audience?
Yes.
Because I feel like people would start singing along.
Yes. It's true. It's a great vibe, Sean. And we had a little table. They have tables of different amounts. And then there's like these couch areas. And then they have a dance floor. But there's also plenty of people that were just standing up near the bar. The bar's in the back. It's dimly lit. It's beautiful. When you walk in the hallway to get into the cocktail lounge, Bruno's Grammys line the wall behind glass.
Wow, like the actual
the
trophies.
Sonic, wow. The actual Grammys.
Wow.
Yes.
That's cool.
So that's really cool to be able to see. And, you know, I was talking with someone from MGM and they're saying, listen, Bruno really wants this to be, he wants people to dress up. He wants this to be a place where you're dancing on the dance floor and everyone's not videoing you.
I love that.
You know what?
Honestly.
Like, let loose, be yourself. You know, so apparently there's a champagne room in the back that I didn't get a chance to look at, that when Bruno's in town and stuff, and they're going to have some kind of VIP package back there. But here's the tip that comes along with the pinky ring.
Okay.
Is that I have heard, and, you know, I think we all kind of expect that when Bruno is in town performing, he is definitely going to pop into the pinky ring.
Good.
So that's something to keep in mind. If you can't go see Bruno, maybe you try and go to the pinky ring that night and hope for the Bruno cameo. And he just added shows,
which is fantastic because we love a little bit of Bruno. The shows that Bruno has added over at Park MGM, the Dolby Live Theater, are in June, August, and the very beginning of September. Only one show in September on September 1st. Mm-hmm. So from the beginning of June through September 1st, there's about a dozen dates that have been added to Bruno's residency. So if I were to make any recommendation, I would say make reservations for Pinky Ring now.
Right.
Because you know that people who have tickets to Bruno's show are also going to be trying to make reservations over at his club at Bellagio for those same nights. Mm-hmm. So act fast.
Yeah. It's a great spot. I love to see it busy. It was very busy in there. And I know the live music's going to kick up every night at 9 p.m. Doors open at 5. It's open every day. And I think it's going to be a good hot spot. So congratulations to Bruno Mars and the crew over there. And I look forward to seeing what other kinds of live music he brings in there. I know he wants to have a variety. At first, they were thinking jazz lounge, but he's changed that. Now he wants all varieties.
I'm good with that. That's pretty cool. And you were saying that when the band is up there and playing, like, it's definitely a vibe and the focus is the band. But when the band is taking a break, like, you can actually have good conversations. It's not overpowering in there.
No. And I loved that. I was able to catch up with my friend. We had a laugh, and you can talk still when the band's on, you know, a little bit, but just not like full on conversations.
Right.
But yeah, exactly. And they do take lots of breaks, but they also play for a good amount of time. So it's not like, you know, two songs and then a break. No, they play, but then they take a good, you know, a break, and then that's good. You like grab another drink, talk to the, you know, call the waitress over, or, you know, talk to your friends for a little while, and then another set kicks up and it's just as good. It was great. I loved it. I was there from, I expected to go for a little while, but I was there like 8:45 to like, well, my friend Denise went over the 3-hour local parking limit. So,
oh, so you guys were enjoying it.
Yeah. About 3 hours.
Like
we were
the
there.
Vibe.
I know, on a Sunday night.
Look at that.
By the
way, you are becoming quite the party animal.
I am.
I mean, out after 9 on a Sunday, pulling all-nighters at XS.
I know. I
Crazy.
Did love my XS night.
This 2024 Roselli is knocking my socks off.
Yeah, I might have even been at Zouk Nightclub for the Chiefs after party. Who knows? I can't reveal.
Who knows?
Vegas
Who knows?
Revealed, though, is really making waves that's all over the internet.
The truth.
With our Taylor Swift video.
Something else that's making waves with gamblers here in Las Vegas is the fact that Fontainebleau has started to tier match with players who come and sign up for the new rewards program at Fontainebleau. So what this means, and I think we talked about it in a previous episode, Fontainebleau was getting some pushback from players because when they were going to sign up for the rewards program, they weren't being matched. Their tier status was not being matched to their tier status at other properties on the Las Vegas Strip. And a lot of people felt like, well, if you have a new rewards program, you don't really have a gambler's database
roster, right,
built. You need to do something to incentivize people to come in, to sign up for your rewards and play at your property. And that was a big criticism from the time that Fontainebleau opened. And they have now started tier matching through June 2nd. So there is a limited window to go in and be tier matched with Fontainebleau rewards.
Yeah. So I'm not a big gambler. So I didn't understand that at first. Like, what is everyone talking about? Now I've learned a little more. So it's basically if you are, like you said, like a high tier at another property,
correct,
then they will you'll start at that tier at Fontainebleau.
You will start at a higher tier.
Got
it. Depending on what their rewards program is,
mm-hmm,
you won't have to start at the bottom and work your way up, essentially.
Got it. Okay, so I'm looking at the list now. Okay, so they're doing Caesars Rewards, Genting Rewards, Grazia Awards, Identity, Infinity Rewards, MGM Rewards, Unity by Hard Rock, Venetian Rewards, and Wynn Rewards, among some others. Okay, so good list of other properties.
Yeah, so I think this is it's a smart move by Fontainebleau. I think that they'll get a lot of players in there. And I saw that there are some perks to signing up for the Fontainebleau rewards as well. So
yeah,
it'll be good.
I did actually get my Fontainebleau card, and I did get $15 slot play.
Right.
Yes.
Yep.
So I hadn't used it yet because my friend was gambling and he used his card and I watched him play and I'm like, oh, I'll play another time when I've got $20 in my pocket. But anyway, hey, I went to the China Club that's now open at the Fontainebleau as well. And I know people love to hear about new restaurants that open. This is an eclectic Chinese cuisine. And we went over there. They presented us with a variety of different things that they offer at the restaurant. First of all, the restaurant is stunning. It's like reds and golds, and certain areas have like books, like little nooks. It almost looks like a library.
Like a library?
Sorry, library. Yes.
That book place.
Yep. And then as you look up, there's a blue sky. It actually goes with the daytime. And the wait staff was telling us that it actually dims very like minimally as the day goes on. It actually goes along with the hour of the day, the lighting and the vibe and the feel. So I thought that was really
cool.
It's stunning. But listen, they are known for their Peking duck, which is so popular in the Chinese culture. And they presented it. They sliced different parts of the duck and put them on plates. And then they brought us out these really thin, they call them pancakes, some sauce and scallions. And you just line the pancake, you put the duck in, the scallions, delicious. My favorite part was the ribs. I highly recommend that you get the ribs there. And I'm not even a rib person. They were delicious. The flavoring was amazing. And also really loved the fried rice. That was great as well. And the dessert, we had some coconut kind of like sorbet. It was delicious as well. Yeah.
That sounds delicious. And I love that you're, since Fontainebleau opened, you were like, oh, this is going to be my new spot to just pop over.
I love
it. And you
it.
Have.
I have. I go all the time. It's like I'm there all the time. I even have the Fontainebleau card, as I said. But yeah, something about China Club is that it's actually from the creative mind of Hakkasan. So that's interesting. You know, Hakkasan's over at, MGM Grand, right?
Right.
Great spot. And then the Washing Potato is also open. And I am hearing we need to go there. We've been invited to try that out. Same owners and creators. Apparently, the dim sum is out of this world in that restaurant. Yeah. So we'll have to check that out.
We will. All that over at Fontainebleau. While you were at Fontainebleau, I was over at the Durango Resort,
yeah,
the new off-strip hotel casino that opened relatively recently. We've been talking about that as well. And man, it was packed. It was bumping on a Friday night. The restaurants were like packed to the gills.
Oh, yep. It's always so packed.
I mean, the sports book was busy. the George, the indoor-outdoor sports book, bar, restaurant area. Tons of people there. They had a country band that was playing outside on the patio, so we stepped outside and listened to them for a little bit. But we ate at Ipono Cafe. And this is a restaurant that's inside the Eat Your Heart Out food hall over there at Durango. And it was so delicious. I had an ahi bowl with two different kinds of ahi and some crab salad in there. It was terrific. But what I loved, as we were sitting at our table and eating, there was one of those little, you know, triangle things on the table that told you about the brunch specials.
Oh, okay.
Or it's actually a breakfast menu. And there were two things on there that caught my eye, and it sounded, well, my husband is a big breakfast person, loves, you know, like the waffles, pancakes, French toast, all that kind of stuff. So a couple of these menu items were like right up his alley. One is called De Toast.
Okay.
And this is sweet Hawaiian bread French toast with lilikoi butter and vanilla bean syrup.
Okay.
And I mean, that just sounds as decadent as could be.
Right.
And the other one that caught our eye is called De Cake. And these are macadamia nut and banana buttermilk pancakes.
Ooh, yum.
With guava butter, coconut cream, and toasted coconut on top.
Okay.
I mean, between those two menu items, you are getting the island flavor and then some.
Right. Seriously. I bet it's so popular too. Like you said there was lines.
Oh, there was a line for Ipono Cafe, and it was well worth it. Nielsen's frozen custard, there was a big line for that. You know, they have the pizza place, Irv's Burgers. Every place over there was busy, and it's a scene, including over at the Bel Air Lounge, which is right off the lobby. And, I mean, people were walking in there. They were dressed up for a night out. The music I could hear coming out of there. We didn't step inside, but it was like the place to go.
It is. Yeah, and I see a lot of people having birthdays there and stuff, too.
Yeah.
So like celebratory. Yeah. I went to the Bel Air Lounge and I think I talked about it, I don't know, maybe like 10 podcasts ago, but the food was delicious. So I recommend going there for a snack too. Smaller bites, but great. The sushi was top notch. I loved the food there. So I can only imagine, and I know it's happening soon, when that patio opens full on over at Bel Air, when it gets just a little bit nicer, and it's already starting to. We got some sun the other day. It was 70 degrees out, and it's getting into the 60s. But that is going to be even busier than it is now.
Yeah, because the patio opens out to the pool.
Yeah.
Summer House is another restaurant over at Durango, and we stopped in there because they have a big bakery counter in front, and their cookies are delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to get some cookies to go
and
ration them out for ourselves. But we walked through the restaurant and went out onto the patio. And as we were making our way back out, I asked the hostess if they had started brunch yet. And she said, no, they haven't started brunch yet, but probably sometime in March, they're going to start brunch service at Summer House. Mm-hmm. And they've got a great patio that opens up to the front of the resort.
Yeah. It's interesting. I think another podcast, let's have a discussion about food halls, because I'm not, and this is just personal opinion, I need to actually try it more often, I think. I think that when I think of going out to eat, I don't think of going to a food hall, because I'm not into the food, but I almost feel like I'm not going out. I'm the type that doesn't go out to dinner just for the food. I want to sit for a while. I want to chat. I want to have like a cozy booth or something where you get some great things to look at in the restaurant and kind of have a vibe. So whenever I think of food, I'm just like, I don't know if I would go to a food hall. But anyway, I think that's a discussion for another day. But maybe like the perks, and maybe we chat with some people. Maybe we do this on the TV show. We chat with some people what they love about food halls.
Yeah, because it's, as we've said, it's become
a thing.
It is hardcore a thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Rio just opened their own food hall where the Carnival World Buffet used to be. So that is the new thing. It's the way that things are going. And the food hall at Durango is top notch.
Yeah. Well, and it gives
you
choice.
They did a great job with it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel like you're in a food hall or a food court.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, it's like standalone restaurants almost.
Yeah. And you were there on a Friday. I went there on like a Wednesday night and the same thing. There were lines when I walked by, eat your heart out. Yeah. So I know. It's super great.
I'm so happy that things are going well over at Durango and that the neighborhood around the casino has really seemed to embrace it and make that the local spot.
And they had that slap tournament there.
Oh, my God.
What is it called? The slap. Oh, I forgot. I'd have to look it up. But Tom Brady went. I know Dana White was there. There were a lot of celebrities at this slap. I started following them on Twitter because I was like trying to learn all about it. Because I'm like, I even put on Twitter, like, wait, this is a thing? And everyone's like, yeah, where have you been? I'm like, I apparently somewhere else.
Yeah, Power Slap.
Power Slap.
Is what it's called. And it's owned by Dana White.
Yes. So, and he's a regular over there at the Durango.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people came out to support him and everyone's going, wait, Tom Brady's over at Durango? And it's like, yeah. I mean, you know, Durango is a hot spot, I tell you.
It is. And it's a really nice property. Mm-hmm. I was really glad to get over there and see everyone enjoying that so much.
Hey, and real quick, let's go back to the Fountain Blue just for a quick mention. Live with Kelly and Mark is coming to Fountain Blue. We mentioned that on February 26th and 27th, and they need to fill the seats in there in the theater for the show. And so if you're interested, they're giving away free tickets. I put the link on my Facebook. I'll put it in our like Instagram stories and stuff too. But I know that there was some room and they have a pretty good guest lineup on the show for the 2 days that they're shooting. And so if you want to go see a live show taping, and if you like Kelly Ripa and her husband, Mark, go see the show.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. Those two have a good time together. And I know they have a place in their hearts for Las Vegas. They ended up being married here years ago. Right. But they're going to be back. And that show is going to be fun. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah, we're going as well. Jersey Boys is opening over at the Orleans. Just a heads up, Sean and I are going to hit the red carpet this week and gather some interviews and see the show. So next week, we'll let you know about that. I'm excited to see how a residency does over at the Orleans.
I know. It's something new for that property. And the Jersey Boys is, I think, a great option.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with Jersey Boys.
You can't. It's a staple, right? And like, I think whenever you see a Jersey Boys show, it's always like, oh, you know, you're kind of more, sadly, it's more about the cast, right? Does this cast mesh? Do they work? It's not the storyline. The storyline is loved.
Right.
So,
and the music.
Yeah, and the music. So,
so good.
That music is so good. I'm ready to stand and dance. I'm excited. Get ready.
Walk like
a
man.
Oh, yeah. All of it.
Let's do some tips.
Sean, all I've been hearing for years and years is Whataburger is the best burger spot. I have so many friends that live here from Texas and friends that I've met through the years from Texas, and they say Whataburger is the best burger in all of the land. It's better than In-N-Out. It's better than Shake Shack. It's better than Fat Burger. All of those. So finally, Las Vegas has opened a Whataburger.
A Whataburger, yeah. So it's down on the Las Vegas Strip. And I'm excited for this because I know I've probably mentioned to you at least five different times that Whataburger and In-N-Out are like ranked as the two healthiest fast food chains.
And
I'm like, ugh, if I can get a good burger and have it not be like instantly clogging my arteries, I love that because I would probably eat a burger every single day for the rest of my life. I love burgers.
Well, and I pulled the little study just because you had mentioned that. And this was a 2023 study by gambling.com. And apparently the Whataburger with cheese is the healthiest, like you said, fast food cheeseburger in the country. The study assesses factors like calories, fat, sugar, and sodium. And the Whataburger with cheese has the second lowest fat and calorie content per ounce and also ranks well in the salt and sugar categories.
All right.
You like that?
I like it.
Spilling the facts. So there you have it. Listen, our friend Melissa, she went down to Whataburger and took her kids because they're from Texas. They love it. And we got the lowdown from her. Now, she said it was packed. There were about 50 people in line, 50, you know, people, families, whatever. She said it did move really quick, wasn't the end of the world, but that the meal was great. The average meal is about $13 to $17. She said it did cost her $50 for her and her two kids.
Okay.
But she said they did get, you know, burgers, huge drinks, and the fries. There's a lot of fries. So it's like a good portion. And I'm like, I mean, that's a Vegas price. You know, $50 isn't...
Listen, it's on the Las Vegas Strip.
It's on the Strip.
You're not going to really find a lot for less than that. For a whole meal, drink, side, and sandwich.
And she said the kids were stuffed. We were definitely full, you know. And so, you know, if you want a good... She said that she loved seeing so many people line up. She was walking there. She'd parked over at Aria. And she also said, because she's, you know, Nevada local, and is it everyone gets the first hour free at MGM properties? I can't remember. But anyway, it's 3 hours for locals with Nevada ID. Anyway, she said she was, you know, there for about an hour and a half. So she was able to park for free. They walked over and it was easy. But anyway, she said it's, you know, attached to this Perry's Pizza that has also just opened. And she said there were screen TVs, a full bar. So it's like a whole experience.
That's really cool. And it's a great location. There's going to be a lot of foot traffic that comes in and out of there, too.
I think they're going to count on that, right?
I would imagine, because there's not a set parking lot that's immediately adjacent to the restaurant.
Right.
So if you do park at Aria, like, there's a little bit of a walk to get back out to the Strip.
Good. You walk a little quarter of the burger off.
You walk off part of your healthy burger.
She also loved how clean and modern it was, by the way.
Ooh.
So that makes me think, are the Texas ones not as clean? I don't know.
Well, they've probably just been around for a minute.
True. True. Very true. So yeah, Whataburger is officially open. I know a lot of you are looking forward to that one. I'm not a huge fan of In-N-Out, so I look forward to trying Whataburger. And the way she sent us a video, which we're going to show in the TV show, of the burgers. And I like that they look, well, they're large. They're like.
There's some meat to them.
But they're like.
Pardon the pun.
Kind of like what you always talk about, like the Wendy's burgers. They're not high and small. They're wider.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like
it's
wider.
It's a good surface area burger.
Yes. That's it. Good surface area burger.
Hey, Blue Man Group has been a staple here in Las Vegas for decades.
Yeah. We just ran into them, remember, on the field over at opening night.
We did
night.
It. It'll... Opening night at Super Bowl.
We didn't strike up a conversation because they don't talk.
Yeah, they're not very chatty.
But they made eyes at us.
They did. Blue Man Group, they've been here in Las Vegas forever. Their show is now playing over at Luxor. And the reason that they've been here for so long is because they keep changing up the show and making it fresh and new for visitors who have maybe seen the show before and want to come back and see it again. Well, that change up is continuing. They are putting into the show, they're replacing one of the acts in the show with another audience participation act that has never been seen before in the Las Vegas show. So if you maybe have been wanting to go see Blue Man Group again, it would be a good time to schedule that show on your calendar.
Yeah, and I think the last act, they incorporated one audience member, and it says this new act incorporates audience participation as well, this time for two guests. So if you're that type of person that likes to get called up on stage, now it could be two of you.
I've never liked being called up on stage. Ever since kindergarten, we had an assembly, and there were clowns going through the aisles, and I clung to my teacher, and I had... like the color drained from me. I was horrified that a clown was going to choose me to go up on stage.
I mean, haven't people learned yet that clowns aren't like loved by kids? All of kids? Some kids do love clowns, but I mean, there's that frightening factor. Like, why do we still keep doing it?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, guess it's just like so ingrained in like the child experience. Like, oh, kids love clowns. Well, no, they don't.
There used to be a woman that lived in where I'm from, Henrietta, New York, and people knew her as she was a clown that visited a lot of the schools. And I would always laugh if I got stuck next to her at a stoplight.
We had same thing in Brockport. We had a clown who lived in our neighborhood and you would see him drive by all done up in his clown makeup.
And now we live in Vegas and it's completely normal.
No kidding. It's like tame. See, our childhood experiences were preparing us for Las Vegas all along. But I always wondered, like, is he driving the car with those big shoes on? And how?
Probably not. But, you know, he did his makeup before he left the house. Let's put it that way.
So anyway, back to Blue Man Group.
Yes. Listen, why we're talking about this as a tip as well is that they're having a ticket special through February 29th. You've got a little bit of time. You can purchase two tickets for $99 for select shows through the rest of, wait a minute here, hold on. From now until February 29th, guests can purchase two tickets for $99 for select shows through the rest. Oh, I see. So you can purchase the tickets. Sorry, I wanted to get that right. You can purchase the tickets through February 29th, but the tickets can be for shows through 2024.
Right.
So if you're coming into town in 2024, get online, get your tickets now before the end of February, and then you can come anytime after that, whatever date you pick. There are a couple blackout dates because it's probably like a heavy, heavy weekend.
Yeah. But if you are coming with a family, I mean, this is a great deal to take advantage of. Mm-hmm. You'll save some good cash on tickets. But you have to act before February 29th, even if you're coming to Vegas later in the year. Mm-hmm. So just keep that in mind.
Because it's a leap year, right? Or is it, what's going on this year?
It is a leap year.
Yeah, it is, yes. A leap year. Okay.
Yep. So we've got 29 days.
29 days instead of 28.
Okay. So you've got an extra day to take advantage of this offer this year. Any other year.
Good to know.
It would be done on the 28th. Blueman.com is where you can go for tickets.
Yeah, and when this podcast drops, everyone will kind of be in town already. But, you know, the Rock and Roll Marathon is this weekend in Las Vegas. So welcome all the runners. Have a great time. We have entertainment and DJs and all sorts of fun stuff planned for you.
Hey, speaking of DJs, when is Cascade's birthday party?
I don't know, but we looked at the poster and your mom wrote and thought, because we shared it in our Instagram stories, and thought it was you. And we went, oh my gosh, Cascade looks just like Sean.
The picture on this poster.
The picture
on the poster. I can see it.
Totally looks like you.
It's really funny.
When is that?
That is February 24th at Zouk.
Okay.
At Resorts World for Cascade's birthday celebration.
Oh my God, this Saturday.
It's a resident headliner over there.
I think we might need to go, and you might need to get up there and,
pop in.
Turn the tables with him.
I don't know how that would go.
But you've got to angle your face to the right side.
And like slightly look down.
You slightly look down, gel the hair forward a little bit. But yeah, on this poster, if you look at Cascade, I would say I wouldn't be like, oh, he looks like Sean. But in this one poster.
This angle, yeah. I thought it was funny. My mom, she sent a message this morning and she was like, I just have a question. Why are you on the poster for Cascade's birthday party? Are you hosting it? I was like, no, that's not me. That's Cascade, the DJ. He's on his own birthday
poster. You need to do a split screen and put it up or something. And I'm going to have you stand just like that. That is so funny. Or you need to be Cascade for Halloween now.
Oh, maybe I will.
You know?
That would be a good one.
We can find you, like, you could bring around, like, well, I guess, well, these days your laptop.
Yeah. And some headphones.
Sure. Yeah, some headphones. There you go. That kind of thing. All right. I think that's a podcast. Thank you to Vegas Near Me for sponsoring. Make sure you download the app. I use it actually a few times during Super Bowl week because we were heading some places that we didn't know and what there was to eat there. And so I loved it. So download that. It's free and you don't even have to put your email in. It's just great.
And if you live here in Las Vegas, the premiere episode of Vegas Revealed on TV will be March 2nd at 7:30 on Fox 5. If you don't live in Las Vegas, you will see our premiere episode up on our Vegas Revealed YouTube channel.
All right. That's it. We'll be back for podcast 210 next week.
Talk to you then.